Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome again back to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered Hebrew Israelites, sons of light. We minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes consist of Native Americans, African Americans, and Latino Americans. We minister to our nation every Sunday at 11 a.m. I want to give all praise and glory and thanks to the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, the Virgin Mother of Light, and Metatron for giving us this wonderful privilege to be able to seek for light, brother, seek for our light, brother, and minister to our nation. This is a wonderful privilege that the Divine Heavenly Father, a platform that he given my brother, Adir Bay Israel, and myself, Rodolph Bay Israel, a chance to do every Sunday. And we thank him with all our heart for giving us this privilege. So I want to mention a few ministries that we do have. And we have a website where you can actually find all our ministries at the 12tribeisraelites.com. That's 12tribeisraelites.com. And I'm going to spell it out, and that's all lowercase. That's T, lowercase T, lowercase T, W-E-L-V-E-T-R-B-I-E-S, Israelites, I-S-R-A-E-L-I-T-E-S.com, 12tribeisraelites.com, all lowercase letters. And you can find my brother, Adir Bay Israel, his wonderful, fantastic videos that he does, and my brother, Yaquab in Israel. You can find all his videos and things and his blog talk radio show that he does. And also we have a food pantry, which is named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson food pantry. You leave your name and a description, and we'll do our best to help you as much as we can to, help you with any food products that you may need. Also, you'll see my brother Yaquab had books you can purchase from Amazon. I mean, fabulous books. His videos is fabulous. You've got to go to 12tribeisraelites.com. Again, all lowercase. And also, we have a phone number today that we can be reached at, which is 945-214-9966. Okay? I'm sorry, that's 845-214-9966. 845-214-9966. So today we're going to, our topic is why are light brethren more special than everyone else? Why are light brethren more special than anyone else? Now, I was talking to my brother about this, you know, and I'm not bragging. I'm not saying this to brag. This is a gift that we was elected to be a light brother in the first place. I just want to get that clear to our audience. It has nothing to do with us. It's all got to do with the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, the Shekinah, and Metatron. Why light brethren is so special. Now, I'm going to take us to our first scripture, which starts at Matthew 15:24. Now, listen what Messiah said, Matthew 15:24. It says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, why did Messiah say that? I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Messiah was letting you know he was only here for these lost sheep. And these lost sheep was light brethren, and our nation, but particularly like brethren, you see. Now, I always include our nation because our nation is part of us, or we are a part of them, you see, vice versa. So I always include them. But Messiah was on a special mission. You see, now you're talking about Messiah. You're talking about Christ. You're talking about someone who runs the heavens. You see, Messiah runs the heavens, but he had to come down to this realm for us. So you have to be somebody special. You know, that's why Light Brother, our special brother, one of the reasons, and we're going to talk about many more in today's topic. We're going to talk about many other reasons why Light Brother is special and some of the things that Light Brother experienced. So, you know, I got another scripture I do want to read before we get into it too. I want another scripture from Matthew 4:19, King James Version. Now listen to this. Now listen to this, what Messiah said. And he said, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, why did Messiah say this? Follow me, and I'm going to make you fishers of men. You see, Messiah was letting us know, these light brethren that I'm speaking about, we had a job to do while we were on this planet. You see, we have a job to do, you see, and our job is to fish for men. Look for other light brethren as ourselves. You see, a special work was given to us from Messiah, from Christ, from our Lord and King. This is what we ought to be doing. You see, this is our mission, to fish for light, brother. And this is throughout all the scriptures, throughout the Dan Kamadi, throughout the knowledge of the keys of Enoch, through any pseudepigraphal book, you will always see light, brother, fishing for men. And this is why we're here today. We're fishing for light, brother. We're looking for our light, brother, you know.
Now, look. Now, my brother going to break it down, but I'm going to give you an esoteric meaning of this gospel that's pre-gospel. Pre meaning before the Bible, if you would want to say it that way. But I'm going to read something out of the Colburn Bible that explains this gospel, which if you don't understand incarnation, you never really forget what this gospel is. It's called the champion gospel. This is the gospel that Moses hid within his breast, which is the hidden gospel. Just like Light Brother, we hidden. This gospel is hidden, but it is the champion gospel. That is the gospel Messiah came to teach again to the chosen Light Brother who had fell asleep. Now, I'm in the Colburn Bible. I'm on page 494. I say, the champion is the good gospel. It says, now safeguarded and cherished by the devoted few. During the ages of its conception, that's talking about premortal man, this is the religion which will so someday enter the homes and hearts and of a despairing humanity. It say, enshrining the hopes and aspiration of man. It will endow them with life and meaning so that they can rise with man to the mountaintops of divine divinity. Only the good religion will stand forth and declare that man given a cause sincerely greater than all will be unconquerable. It says the path of the good religion must tread. The path of the good religion one must tread will not be an easy one. And all who follow it will need to dedicate every effort and the last reserves of resourcefulness. It says to the cause. Mm-hmm. It says the faint-hearted will have no place in it. So if you can't endure, it's no place for you. and say, for a cause so great will need the utmost sacrifice. It must be a burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
A person, listen to this, and say, the most utmost sacrifice of person and purse. So what that means is of yourself and your finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to give. That's what I'm saying. It's better to give than receive. So you got to give all that you have of yourself and the things that you have been provided with financially to help the chosen children. So that is a good religion. So now my brother going to break it down. This religion, this good religion, this champion that we're talking about.
Right, brother. Now, what I'm going to do, my next three scriptures is going to preset everything you read. You know, now this is how the Shekinah works. Now, I didn't know my brother was going to read that. I did not know this. But my next three scriptures is prescript. It's going to prescript everything he just read. And see, that's just how light, but you see, this is why, you know, light brothers are special. You see, we can break it down in esoteric. We can break it down in Bible where law, statute, commandment brothers can overstand it. You see, this is what I mean. Why are light brothers more special than everybody else? And we're going to get more into it. But let me read you something, right? From Revelations 2:17, exactly one of the things that my brother said. And I'm going to read two more different scriptures after that that's going to precept everything he said. But I want to start off with Revelations 2:17. And it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith mm-hmm. unto the churches.
Mm-hmm.
To him that overcometh will I give to eat the hidden manna. Mm-hmm. And will give him the white stone.
Mm-hmm.
In the stone a name written which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm precepting what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now this is telling you why light brother is so special.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because it says, when it says here, see, light brother's going to hear
mm-hmm.
what the Spirit is talking about.
The Spirit is saying.
Right. They're going to hear that. You see what I'm saying? And when my brother said, you know, when my brother said he was saying as far as overcoming different situations
mm-hmm.
to be in this champion religion, look what Revelation says. Unto the churches, when he's speaking about churches, he's talking about light brother.
Right.
He's speaking
right.
directly about light
right.
brother. And he said, him that will overcome it, I will give him the hidden manna to
right.
eat. See, that's how you know light brother is special, because Messiah given us this hidden manna,
mm-hmm.
this
yes.
food,
yes.
this spiritual water that we are reciting to
right.
you.
Right.
This is part of this champion religion
right.
that my brother was talking about.
Right.
You see,
right.
that's why I said this is a precept of everything that that my brother was saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then it goes on to say, a new name is written which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth.
Right.
You
right.
see, that
right.
only can come
right.
from the divine
right.
heavenly Father Messiah
right.
when
right.
you get that new name.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And you're going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's not something the man gave us, like our physical.
Right.
This is a
right.
you know, not a physical name. You see, not that your spiritual name,
mm-hmm.
who the Father, the divine heavenly Father, gives
right.
you. See?
And let me add something to what he's saying. When he said a name that nobody else know, he talking about esoteric. What is esoteric? It's a hidden name. It's initiation. That's what the white stone is. The white stone represents initiation of the secret priesthood of Melchizedek. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's no man knows, because it's hidden. Just like Moses hid that scripture, hid the that religion in his bosom. It's hidden, just like light brother. A nation born from within a nation, and they knew not. Everywhere you look, we hidden. We are esoteric, light brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. And see, in this world, we have to be hidden. I remember the brother read a scripture, right? And I'm paraphrasing. And it gave, now my brother Adair was doing a video, and he read a scripture. And he gave the direct reason why we had to be hidden. Because in the scripture, it says, if we wasn't hidden, beast
yes.
will kill us.
Yes. Yes.
You see,
yes.
but the divine heavenly Father Messiah knew. They knew that ahead of time. That's why they sprinkled. It's just like, you know what? If you have a handful of sand and you go to a beach, right, and you take the sand and you sprinkle it on the beach,
right,
and say, go find that direct sand. Let me see you. Right. You see? That's why they knew that. Now, what are you talking about? All this sand is the same. You see?
Right.
And that's, you see how the intellect of the divine Heavenly Father requires. Incredible. You see? Right. Find that sand. I dare you. Let me see you find. So that's why, you know, we have to be hidden. And, you know, the Father know that. The divine Heavenly Father Messiah know that.
Yes.
Now, I want to get back to what we were talking about. Now, I'm going to hit you with I want to give you another precept that goes along with what my brother was saying. Now, check this out. Where we get our approval from being a light brother. Now, listen to this. At Philippians 1:29, it says, listen, for unto you, this is what Messiah said, for unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, that's also going along with my brother Red. See, the demons believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. That don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are a burnt sacrifice,
you
suffer all things with Messiah, because when Messiah was on this, in this realm and on this, and in this reality, he suffered all things.
Mm-hmm.
So light brethren will also suffer all things
mm-hmm.
in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody don't understand this. This is what I mean. Mm-hmm. Let me clear it. Nobody understand this. Nobody know what we're talking about. We lonely. We walk a lonely path. You know, it's not, okay, you a light brother, that's it. Everything is, no. Don't get it wrong. You know, this is why I'm reading Philippians 1:29.
Right.
And this next precept is even going to, I'm going to define it even more, what the Heavenly Father said that he do to all his sons.
Right.
Let's read this precept real quick, brother, and then I'm going to let you elaborate on it. Now, listen to this. Now, this is what exactly what you were saying, brother, going along with everything that you were saying. Now, listen to this. Hebrews 12:8. Listen what it says. But if ye be without chastisement,
mm-hmm.
where of all are partakers,
mm-hmm.
then are ye bastards
mm-hmm.
and not sons.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see that? You see what he's saying to mm-hmm. us? If we go without chastisement,
mm-hmm.
we bastards
mm-hmm.
and not sons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to define it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Another one at Hebrews 12:6-7. Now listen to this one. Now this is going to top it all up to show you that, yeah, even light brothers, we have to be disciplined
mm-hmm.
and we have to be chastised.
Because mm-hmm.
anytime you refine anything,
mm-hmm.
it's better. You get to the pureness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you take gold and you melt it, refined gold, you're getting the purest of the gold. So that's what the Heavenly Father do to us. That's why he's saying this. Now listen to this. Hebrews 12:6-7. And this will be the last precept of what my brother was speaking about. Hebrews 12:6-7. It says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chastises and scourges every son who he receiveth.
Mm-hmm.
If ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with his son.
Right.
For what son is he whom the Father chastises not?
Right.
You see?
Right.
The Heavenly Father
right.
chastises, but it's purifying us.
Mm-hmm.
He's purifying us.
Mm-hmm.
That's another word that you can use, that precept chastising. You know, the Heavenly Father don't pick on us. No, he's purifying us. He's letting you know, I purify all my sons.
Right.
You know,
right.
I purify them
right.
so they can be the
right.
finest that
right.
they can be.
Right. And my brother is right. Now, I'm going to say something. He said a lot. He said a lot. So I'm going to say this. Now, to be his son, what he's saying is, Messiah is, this. My brother Rodolfo always say this, Messiah is the example, and he is. You know what I'm saying? To be a, see the world, they like to sacrifice everybody else. Messiah said, man, that ain't what I told y'all to do. Y'all up there killing babies and everything, talking about y'all sacrificing them. Uh-uh. You are the burnt offering. That's why in the Koran Bible it say it will not be easy. That is the sacrifice. You're going to be purified like gold, like you said. You're going to burn off the dross, the sin, the characteristics, desires, all the traits you have of the world and the worldly gospel. You know what I'm saying? The champion religion is the religion without mixture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's pure from the upper eon. So the pure religion, the champion religion is to say, you symbolic of that. You know what I'm saying? You got to purify the worldly religion out of you. You know what I'm saying? Be a burnt offering. You're yourself. That, like Messiah. He was a burnt offering. We must be a burnt offering. Like my brother just said. You know what I'm saying? To get the dross, like you said, the gold. To purify that dross up out of you. The world, that you may be a righteous son of the eternal heavenly Father and eternal virgin life. You know what I'm saying? And through the Shekinah, where you get wisdom and understanding to understand what these hidden Gnostic texts are talking about. You know what I'm saying? And even like he said, you only gonna get the purification through the Shekinah, because what? The Shekinah gives you the understanding. You know what I'm saying? When you just a regular brother into the world, you really have no understanding what the Shekinah is. You just see the Holy Spirit and think it's a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A man on a man. That's not even in harmony or balance at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying. Mm-hmm. We must be the burnt offering or the sacrifice, not no one else. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said you must give of yourself and even of your finances to help fish for men, bring them back to the Father. If you got to give them money, give them money. If you got to give your time, give them time. If you got to give them whatever, you got to give them the coat off your back, whatever it may be, you got to give. You got to be the sacrifice to help fish and bring those brothers and sisters back to the Father.
Right, brother. Now, I just want to let our audience know, if anybody out here can hear what we're speaking about and can feel the unction to give up, and want to call us and have any questions, feel free to give us a call, and we are answering 845-214-9966. That again is 845-214-9966.
Right. And also, if you think this stuff is for you, then go visit us in the upper room on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Send us a message, or go to 12tribesisraelite.com. That's all lowercase letters. You know what I'm saying? Fill out the request form, and we'll get back with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother, for that. Because that website it'll take you straight to us. Now, I want to piggyback off what my brother was saying, and basically, you know, this is the title: Why Are Light Brethren Special Than Everybody Else? To see Messiah, like I always said, he set it for us. You know, Messiah, the Divine Heavenly Forefather, has set parameters for us to be special. You see, we ain't special because we saying we special. We ain't special because we did something that made us special. We only special because the Divine Heavenly Father Messiah has put it in us. Messiah has put a special seed in us so that we can be special. You see, that's why, you know, when we fishing for men, looking for our light brothers, you know, we do it in the most humblest way that we can. You know, so I want to read you a scripture. My brother just gave me a scripture from Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Now listen what this says. Thank you, brother, for giving me this. It says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. If that ain't hit the head with the nail with the hammer, brother, I don't know what to say. Because you see, it shows you a separation. Mm-hmm. You know, holy means separate yourself, separate. You see what I'm saying? That's what holy means, separate from the world, from the other nations. You see, so letting you know, you are a special people. You holy in his eyes. You see, you're holy to the divine heavenly Father and Messiah. You see, then that was a great precept. Thank you, brother, for helping me to read that precept. Now, I got another scripture that I want y'all to read that we're going to go into. Now, listen to this. It's in the Keys of Enoch, page 237, verse 4 to 7. Again, this is called the Keys of Enoch, and it's page 237, 4 to 7. I want to read you something, and this here is deep, showing you the specialness even more so that light brothers are. Now, listen to this. It says, now that's 247, page 237, 4 to 7. It says, the lords of light come on the seventh ray to harmonize the greater image of the Adamic seed with the root race that have evolved from the star creation. They come to bring the teachings directly from the throne of the heavenly forefather. They use the language of the throne, the linguistics of the living light, to harmonize the evolution of the first 6 days or eons of creation into the image of the Father. The teachings of light the teachings of light are sent down from the higher worlds to the lower planetary creation in the higher language of light, which communicates through presence and greatness of light or audiographic cybernetics. These teachings or wisdoms are given to allow man to have a communion with other planets of intelligence. The Essenes of these teachings were given in the past before the corruption of man. However, with the corruption of man by the fallen brotherhoods, man was taught through false teachings how to use the language of light for the space and planetary warfare. Okay, I'm just want to bring this out because, see, this, the teachings and everything that we are doing is coming from the upper eon. It's not from us. The champion religion is not something we made up. It's something that comes from the upper eons above. And all we're doing is replicating what they're teaching us that comes from the upper eons in this reality. You see, that's why when my brother said it's champion religion, he's talking about this stuff that comes from the upper eons, that comes from the divine heavenly Father, which is what opens up the grander picture. You see, because in order for us to be in harmony with them and in harmony with the universe and harmony with all universe, it got to come from them. Yeah. See, we out of harmony right now. We're not in harmonized with them. This is why this champion religion has to be taught and brought to this, because also it's been mentioned, see, the archons came down and they corrupted it. You see, they corrupted the light, the truth. So we're cleaning it up so you can get overstanding, you see, at the same time fishing for light, brethren, so they can wake up and get the overstanding that, yo, you a light brother. Time to wake up, you see. And it takes us into a bigger picture, and that's the universe. You see, the whole universe has got to be in harmonized with each other. You see what I'm saying, brother?
I'm
going to
piggyback on one of his precepts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to piggyback on what my brother read on page 237 in the Keys of Enoch. I'm going to read this one precept, the precept 4. Now, listen what it says esoterically. It says, the lords of light, that's talking about the eternal great brotherhood,
mm-hmm,
come on the seventh ray. When it says seventh ray, it's talking about, remember we were telling y'all that it's creator gods. Enoch is the creator god of this universe. That's the seventh ray. That's Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that on the end of the precept. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It said the Lord of life. See, they bringing that champion religion. This basically They fishing for men. What we supposed to do? Watch. It say the lures of light come on the set of ray, which is this universe, to harmonize, meaning to bring you in the frequency. The greater image, meaning so you can come back to purify yourself, that gold, take off the dross. You know what I'm saying? See? The great, and when it comes to, you had the greater image of the gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The greater image of the atomic seed. See?
Mm-hmm.
You're burning off the dross. You know what I'm saying? You say, with the root races, go fish. Go get the other races. You got seeds in all races down there. Go get them. See? Esoterically saying the same thing the scriptures say.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep telling people, stop to my own believing God in I don't believe in the Bible and Quran, because the universal laws say the same dang thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it say that had evolved from the star creation. See? From up there, where you originate from.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are from, you must return.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. It say they come to bring the teaching directly from the throne of Yahweh. See? The seventh ray ain't nothing but Enoch. He is the seventh creator God.
Or Metatron.
Exactly.
Yeah, better known as Metatron, because right. He was Enoch when he was on this
right.
planet.
And like they called him the lesser Yahweh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You see, that was perfect. That was beautiful,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah.
You see, you know, this is why, again, I revert to us being special, you know, because only light brethren can explain these things and break these things down to you so you can have some type of understanding what we're talking about. That's why light brother are more special than everyone else. Back to our title, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're not just saying it. But I'm telling you, now we're showing you.
In both aspects. Regular gospel, parables.
Right.
And also in the Gnostic.
Right. The Gnostic understanding and the parables.
Right.
Which is the hidden manna.
Right.
Okay, now I want to show you something that's really going to knock your socks off. And this is one of my favorite precepts out of the, you know, that light brothers have an inheritance. That would separate us even from our nation. Now, our nation do have an inheritance on this planet, but light brothers have an inheritance, like, out of this world. And I literally mean out of this world. Now, I'm going to take you to this precept. Now listen to light brother inheritance that Messiah is telling us. Now listen to this. It says, now this is coming from the Bruce Codex. Now listen to this. It says, light brother, have an inheritance. Abide in my words, and I will give you eternal life. And I will send you powers, and I will give you authority as you will, and no one beget for yourselves eons and worlds and heavens, so that the intelligent spirits come and dwell in them, and you will become gods, and you will know that you are from God within you, and he will dwell in your eon. You see the inheritance that light brothers, when you're speaking about worlds, that you're going to inherit worlds and you're going to inherit eons, you're talking about things that's beyond your imagination, that Messiah said he's going to give to us, you know, because see, just as Metatron, when he went from Enoch and he was, you know, when the Heavenly Father made him Metatron, he inherited this universe and all these worlds and all these things in his universe, as we are in his universe, as we are in his world. You see, technically, this is Metatron's world.
Right.
You see, the Heavenly Father, now let's get it right, the Heavenly Father gave him, Messiah gave him this universe. So as Metatron go, so as light brother go, same thing, no different. We will become as Metatron. You see, Metatron, that white stone, that name, Metatron, that's that hidden name,
right.
See?
Right.
same as like, brother. We're going to inherit the same things, brother.
Right. Now, I'm going to piggyback on what he just said, something. Now, he told y'all, but my brother, my daughter just told y'all, you ain't from here. And he's right. We are not from here. That's why when we was young, we knew something wasn't right. We said in ourselves, little children, man, something ain't right. I ain't from here, man. I don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Now, like he just said, even in the basic text that Messiah preached out of, which he preached in parables, you know what I'm saying? But he spoke openly to the disciples. Now, I'm going to go in the regular Bible and show you that Messiah and anybody of him, his sheep, are not from this earth. Now, I'm going to go right here in John 17:14, and say, I have given them, he's talking about a special people, thy word, see, the champion gospel, and the world have hated them. See, like my brother Madoff just said, they hate us, they despise us, they want nothing to do with us. See, because they are not of the world. Look at that! Even as I am not of the world. See? Now go down to 16, John 17:16. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. See? We just like Messiah, his sheep. Those are the ones, like he just said, why are we so special? Because we are not of this world. We like Messiah. We are the sheep that hear his voice. Like he just read in Matthew 15:24. I have only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See? Israel ain't from the earth. You know what I'm saying? We're from another whole place. Like my brother just said, we've been to many worlds and many planets. You know what I'm saying? In other universes, because we ain't from here. And we're going to go back. Like the scriptures say, I require what is past. You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. You 100% right. See, we are at now, like, see, a lot of people don't believe in reincarnation. But we've been reincarnation for thousands and incarnating into many worlds, many universes and galaxies.
Right.
Messiah told you that.
Right.
He already showed you he did it.
Right.
And we do the same thing. That's why in the scriptures, it speaks about this being far as the end of this eon.
Right.
It's speaking about the end of this last incarnation
right.
that we're going to do.
Right.
Now, are we going to go to other different worlds? Yes, we still going to do. We're going to be doing this forever.
Right.
It's not a non-stopping thing. This happens forever. But as far as the end of this wicked eon that we're in dealing with the archons is about to be done with.
Right.
And it's going to be the last incarnation for us in that aspect, you see.
Right.
But we will continue to go on and incarnate and continue to reincarnate. You know, the keys of Enoch let us know that we're going to be doing that forever because the Heavenly Father is constantly building and building
right.
in the universe and expanding and
right.
expanding.
Right.
So this is a forever work that we will be doing.
Right.
But we won't be in our lower state anymore. We'll be Adam Cabin. We'll be in our best state. Where, in other words, we can be at several worlds and seven places and at the same time and still have the understanding that we in this world and
right.
he in that world and still be able to communicate with that other being that's in this world. It's an incredible thing. Now, I know it sounds kooky, and you know, but when you have the hidden manna, you know, I'm speaking light. I'm speaking truth.
Right.
You see, this is
right.
truth.
Right.
You see,
right.
and that's why, like my brother said, it is meant for light, brethren, to understand these things. This is why we teaching it. This is why we are seeking for light, brother. We specifically talking about light, brother.
Right.
This is who we looking for, even in all our programs. All my brethren, all of them, always from Yaqua, from Brother Deer, from Brother Benaiah, they telling you about looking for our light, brethren. You see, that's our job and that's our mission, and we're going to fulfill it.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to piggyback on what my brother just said, and he's exactly right. That's our job to fish like the lures of light. They fishing just like we are.
Right.
We're doing the same thing that our teachers instructing us to do. Now, I'm going to go into the sealed portion. I'm in chapter 91, verse, I would read 75 and 76, but we ain't got that much time, so I'm going to read 76. Chapter 91 in the sealed portion. Like my brother just said, this is the last generation. And he right. chapter 91 in the sealed portion, verse 76. It says, therefore, let us go to and labor with our might this last time. For behold, the end draweth nigh, and this is for the last time that I shall prune my vineyard. And you already know the vineyard is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Isaiah 5:7.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, graft in the branches, beginning at the last. See, we last.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? That they may be first. Look at that scripture. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. You know what I'm saying? Then it say, and that the first shall be last. Look at that. That's in your mind. And dung about the tree, both old and young, the first and the last, and the last and the first, that all may be nourished once again, the last time. That's what my brother just said.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? The Book of Mormon is the light that broke forth, and that is the last piece of the gospel.
Right. And see, I'm just going to piggyback off that a little bit and try to make it quick because we don't have much time. See, what my brother is saying is this. The stick that he's talking about used to be a scepter, but the stick was broken in half. The scepter was broken in half. So you got two different parts now. You got the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. But Messiah, what he's doing is putting the scepter back together and making it back to the one stick where now you will get all the knowledge and wisdom from all books, which is the Gnostics books, which is the Bible, which is the Book of Mormon, which is the sealed Book of Mormon. It's all going to be put back to one, you see, because it was all separated, you see, due to the archons, you know, but Messiah is fixing it.
And tell them when it happened, when the time of what?
The time of the Gentiles. And that's why even through all time, the disciples, the apostles, never wanted them to, Apostle Paul and them, never wanted them to have our scriptures or our books because they knew what it was going to manipulate it. They knew that. You know, you can even read some of the scriptures with Paul. He said many times he didn't want them to have it. Because he knew what they were going to do, you see. But, you know, I digress. I want to read this last scripture from Matthew 28:20. Now, listen to what Messiah said, and it's going to sum it up just about. In Matthew 28:20, listen to what Messiah said. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Messiah, again, displaying his love for light brothers, showing why we are special. You see, following in Messiah's footsteps, you see, he's telling us he's never going to leave us. He's going to be with us to the end of this reality. You see, he's never going to leave us, which is very encouraging to know because all light brothers, at some given time in this reality, especially in living in this darkness. I know I do. I know my brothers do. And, you know, this is a blessing at Matthew 28:20, you know, because as it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever, you see, that he commanded us.
Right, exactly.
When it say you, I have commanded you. You, like brother, Messiah talking about you, you know. And basically, this is about to conclude our program for today. And I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, our Divine Virgin Mother of Light, Metatron, for giving us another wonderful opportunity to be able to have a platform to look for light, brother, and to also minister to our nation. This is a wonderful privilege. Mm-hmm. And I thank the Eternal Heavenly Father for letting my brother Adair and I do this ministry. We try to do it every week. You know, now we do have problems that happen, but if we can do, if it's the Heavenly Father's will, we'll be back next week to give you another program that hopefully we can seek for our light, brother, and help our nation at the same time. Well, my name is Madal Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel. So these are the things we talk about. So if you think this stuff is inclination to you, come join us.
Yes, come join us. I say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.
That was a good one. I like that because it tied off right with your video. That was perfect. You see?